peaceful spot. The sun even came out for us this very moment. This is a great, great, great thing. The grave will be dedicated by Mike Newsom, a family friend. So we'll let him do that. Our loving Father in heaven, by the authority of the holy Melchizedek priesthood, which I hold, I dedicate and consecrate this burial spot for the resting place of Tory Shemansky's body until the resurrection, when her spirit and body will be reunited in perfect frame, perfect form. Father in heaven, I plead with thee that thou wilt bless this spot, that it may be watched over and protected, most particularly that would pray that those that come here to visit over the coming months and years, that they might have fond memories of Tori, that they might find peace as they stand here and remember the great times in her life. I pray particularly that thou wilt bless Tim and Maria, Whitney and Brendan, Grandma and Grandpa Shemansky, Grandma and Grandpa Harris, as they come here and visit, that they might know of the great love that thou hast for them, that they might have a perfect brightness of hope in the resurrection and of being reunited together as a family. Now, Father, I also pray that thou wilt bless all of the wonderful friends that come here to visit as well, that have expressed their love and concern for the Shemansky family, that they too, as they come here, that they might find it a place of peace and comfort. Father in heaven, I pray that thou wilt also bless this spot, that it will be watched over by thee. Pray also that thou wilt bless all that come here, that there might be an understanding, a better understanding, as they contemplate life and death and the eternal nature of the Spirit and the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is a promise of a resurrection. Now, Father in heaven, recognizing that in this company of friends and family, that there are oftentimes deep thoughts and prayers that are in individual hearts that have come here for some solace and for some peace and for some increased understanding, I pray that thou wilt bless each and every individual for being here, that they might come to an understanding and might find that which they have sought through thy Spirit. Now we pray for these things and do it humbly with gratitude in our hearts for life and for all that we are blessed with, and do this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, this concludes our services today. Following your time here, we invite each of you back to the church for a lunch that we've prepared for you, all family and friends that are here. So, thank you for coming.